Northwest Arkansas Community College is on its way to offering the country's second accredited bicycle technician program proposed by the Bicycle Industry Employers Association. The group hopes to have programs in 7 regions across the country by 2024. Ozarks at Large's Susanna Sitek spoke with Megan Bolinder, NWAC's Dean of Workforce and Economic Development, about the new program, which is on track to potentially launch later this year.
Can you tell us about the program? How did this all come about?
This came about in a really wonderful way. I answered a phone call from Minneapolis, Minnesota, and on the phone call was the president of the Bicycle Industry Employers Association. His name is Dave Olson, and he had been doing some research because that organization is committed to providing individuals with an entry point and career path in the bicycle industry through accredited, standardized curriculum. And they had started this in Minneapolis at a community college there. But when they found NWAC and they realized that NWAC's mission is to empower lives, inspire learning, strengthen community through accessible, affordable education, it seemed like a really great fit because right now what is available for professional development and the bike technician training industry is really expensive, and it's only done in, you know, small increments, weeks, a couple weeks at a time, at least, you know, $2,500 a pop plus the travel out to Colorado. And so that's where Barnett's Bicycle Institute is. So when he approached NWAC, he, you know, he said, we want to do this because our mission is to create opportunity for people who might not otherwise be able to afford, you know, bike technician training. And it serves a need for them as well, because he works in the bike industry. He's the president, actually, of Eric's bike shop. You know, they have technician needs nationwide and worldwide, really. There's a bike shortage in the bike supply chain as well as in technicians. And so this is something that serves a purpose, but also has very much a diversity and equity component of it as well, because through being offered at a community college, it becomes a price point that's much more affordable for people who would want these skill sets and also want to be a part of the bike industry and that lifestyle.
And I imagine the explosion of cycling in the area in terms of greenway trails, mountain bike trails, also played a role.
Absolutely. So we believe, and by we I mean at NWAC, but also with a number of the stakeholders who have already signed on to be our partners, such as Fast Tire, such as Allied Cycle Works. You know, the reception of this has just been phenomenal. We believe that this can be a key factor in the economic development of Northwest Arkansas as the mountain bike capital of the world, which is what it wants to be and what it has the capacity to be, you know, if it includes programs like this.
So what can students expect if they were to sign up for this program? What would that look like for them?
It would be a one-year program, and it's a technical certificate. So in Arkansas, there is a standard credential that is called a technical certificate, and it can have, you know, the range of hours that it can be, but it must include the basic skill sets of a composition course and a math course, and then technical training within a specific area. So this curriculum is coming from accredited, standardized curriculum that is the gold standard for Barnett's Bicycle Institute. It's being shared with us and will be taught in a standardized format. So any community college that is actually offering this certificate will offer it in this particular way with this curriculum. But it does fall within what also Arkansas sees as a technical certificate. So it's bringing two things together. It is a 39-credit-hour technical certificate. It can be done in 1 year. It includes 9 courses specific to bicycle assembly and repair, as well as those general education courses that I mentioned, composition, a higher-level math, and then also public speaking and business organization and management. So there are 27 hours of bike tech courses that are lecture and lab. So a lot of this is time in the lab, the bike shop. And then there are 12 hours of general education courses that would be transferable to any institution in Arkansas. What's also important to know is that those 39 hours will also stack into a two-year degree from NWAC, which is the Associate of Applied Science in General Technology. So if someone does want to get an actual terminal degree, a two-year degree, they can get an Associate of Applied Science in General Technology. And so every one of those 39 hours will stack into it, and they just have to take the remaining 21.
This program is still going through the approval process. Can you tell us where that stands and what is the timeline for actually starting to offer these courses?
The first program of this sort is going to roll out, as I understand, at Minneapolis Community Technical College this fall. And when I was approached by, you know, the CEO and president of the Bike Industry Employers Association, Dave Olson, he was hoping that something similar could happen at NWAC should everything fall into place. We are at this stage bureaucratically where we have to next get the board, the Dean's Council has approved it. So our internal academic voting body has approved it. Now it has to go to our Board of Trustees. And then it moves on to the Arkansas Department of Higher Education in April for their consent agenda. And so there's a bunch of research and writing that has to go into that that we propose to them. And then hopefully in April, they approve it. So, you know, in the background, unofficially, we're doing things now like proposing the curriculum, putting it together, trying to figure out how we're going to search for a faculty member and recruit one unofficially, while so that we could potentially also start in the fall.
What about things like facilities and equipment? Is that something NWAC will have to invest in?
Well, that remains to be seen. So we most definitely have, you know, the capacity to offer the classroom instruction. And we are fortunate that we have a beautiful campus that's right on a trailhead. Right now, we don't have space that is outfitted to facilitate a bike shop or, you know, the bike stations, bike repair stations. And that will take a significant investment. And we're exploring and open to all kinds of opportunities there if we're going to do it on our campus. But we're very grateful that we do have partnerships that are starting with, you know, bike shops in the area. And I think that there's a lot of commitment to making this succeed. So there will be, the learning will happen somewhere.
Why do you think NWAC or any community college is well positioned to offer something like this bike technician program?
Well, you know, community is in our name, and we exist to serve and develop community. And so our local community has committed to this mission of the health and lifestyle and economic growth that comes from bikes. And, you know, the more I get into this, this has been a quick dive for me into the world of cycling. And the more I learn, the more I'm so thrilled that we've been given this opportunity. One of the things I want to stress about this is that, you know, there are multiple pathways in and out of this certificate. So there will be the opportunity for people to take these courses one-off if they want, you know, but there's also going to be the option for people who want to take this into a pathway towards, you know, a four-year degree. So this two-year degree, the Associate of Applied Science and General Technology that I mentioned, will directly transfer to, for instance, the University of Arkansas Fort Smith and their Bachelor of Science in Operation and Logistics. There's also the opportunity for, you know, growth of this program to eventually include things like trail creation and manufacturing, the manufacturing aspect of the bike industry. And so the thing I'd like to leave you with is that this is one part, and we're committed to getting this one part really well done first, but this isn't going to be it. Like, this is one part of, I think, eventually what will become many ways to get into and out of the the bike industry such that, you know, if someone needs to work for a while, there's also going to be a lot of flexibility, but also a lot of pathway acceleration for where people want to head within this lifestyle and industry.
That was Megan Bolinder, the Dean of Workforce and Economic Development at Northwest Arkansas Community College, speaking with Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek about the school's new bicycle technician program.